Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Yud Beis, and we are 15 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, Rav Papa Omar. Today's daf is being learned as a schos, V'achein b'nei Yisrael, Hanesunim Batzaru V'ashivya. So we're in the middle of a sugya. The Gemara is discussing the halachos of Kinyan Chatzar. And the Gemara mentioned that there were many Amoraim, Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, Ula, Rabba Bar Barchana, that all said the same halacha. And that is that the only time a person can acquire something with his chatzar is Behusha Oimed Betzad Sodeo, if he's standing adjacent to his sada. If, however, a person's sada, his chatzar, is in one place and he's somewhere else, in that instance, the person will not be able to acquire anything with Kinyan Chatzar. The Gemara immediately tweaked this chiddush and said that the only time this is true is if the chatzar is Eina Mishtameris. The chatzar is not protected. It's not gated. It's open. If, however, the chatzar is Mishtameris, in that instance, you wouldn't need that the person should be Oimei Betzad Sodeo. And the way Rashi explains the Gemara is because really all you need is that a chatzar should be Mishtameris. If the chatzar is Mishtameris on its own, great. If the chatzar is not Mishtameris on its own, you have to improvise. By you standing Betzad Sodeo, that would constitute Shmira, and as a result, the Chatzar would be a Chatzar. So there's something called Kinyan Chatzar, Shoin Einmo. The takeaway, really, from yesterday's daf is that a Chatzar only works if it's Mishtameris. How is it Mishtameris? Either it's intrinsically Mishtameris, or if not, Vahusha Oimei Betzad Sodeo. So the Gemara said that Ula, who was one of the Amayram, when he said this halacha, Rab Abba was present, and Eisevei Rab Abba Ula. Rab Abba asked Ula, which at first glance seemed like a nice kasha. And the kasha that he asked him is from a Mishnah, Mesechtes Maisa Sheni. The Mishnah over there tells a story where Rabbi Gamliel and the Skenim, they were on a Svina. And Rabbi Gamliel needed to be Mafrish Maisris. The problem is, the Maisris that he needed to be Mafrish were not with him. They were at home. He was on a Svina. So he immediately went to work. He said that 10% of what I need to be Mafresh is going to be Maiserishin. The next 10% is going to be Maiserani. Now, he also wanted, didn't need to, but wanted to take the Maiserishin and the Maiserani and give it to whom you're supposed to give it to. Maiserishin you give to a Levi, Maiserani you give to an Ani. Rabbi Yeshua was a Levi, he was with him. He said that Isur Sha'ani Asid Lamud Nasin LeYehoshua. Rabbi Akiva wasn't an Ani, but he was a Gabai Tzedakah, thus Yodai was Kiyadanim, he was with him, and he said, all the Maiserani, I'm giving to Rabbi Akiva. So he was Mafrish, the Maiserishin and the Maiserani. He physically handed the Maiserishin and the Maiserani over to Rabbi Yeshua and to Rabbi Akiva, and by that, he was able to address this pachad, this concern that he had when he chapped, that he's on a boat, and he wasn't Mafrish, the Maiseris, that he was obligated to Mafrish. Now, Rabbi Abba turns to Ula and he tells him, tell me, after Rabbi Gamliel was Mafrish, the Maiserishin and the Maiserani, how did he give it to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva? He didn't physically have it with him. So how did he give it to him? Obviously, he was Machnet to him somehow. Now, Rabbi Gamliel said himself that the way I'm going to give it to you is umekoy my musker, like the mokim where the maiserishin and the maiserani is going to be musker. I want you to lease it, and that area is going to belong to you. Rav Abba said lechura, what he was doing was is he was giving him ownership in the mokim. By giving him ownership in the mokim, now that area becomes chatzeroi shel Rabbi Yeshua and chatzeroi shel Rabbi Akiva, and as a result, they'll be able to now acquire the maiserishin and the maiserani with Kinyan Chatzar. The problem is, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva were on the boat together with Rabbi Gamliel. They weren't Oimei Betzad Sadeo. And if they weren't Oimei Betzad Sadeo, how is Kinyan Chatzar going to work? Now, the truth is, if the Chatzar was a Chatzar Amishtameris, this wouldn't have been a problem. The assumption here is that it was a Chatzar She'en Amishtameris, and that's why Rabbi Abba asked Ula that, how could you tell me that the only time a person can acquire with Chatzar She'en Amishtameris is if he's Oimei Betzad Sadeo, Chura from this Maisa Shahoya Kachoya with Rabbi Gamliel and the Skenim, you see that's not the case. And Kinyan Chatzar works even if you're not Oimed Bitzad Sodeo. So the Gemara says that when Ula heard the kasha that Rabbi Abba asked, he said, quote, Domi Haimir Abonon Kitalegamri Inshi Shmaita. This question sounds like it's being asked by someone that Poshet does not know how to learn. We mentioned yesterday, this wasn't the first time that Reb Abba got that exact reaction. I am getting Daf Lamed Ches on the base. In fact, if you take a look at Beya Daf Lamed Ches, Reb Abba was party and victim to one of the most difficult Gemaras in Shas to understand, where Reb Abba seems to have innocently asked the Olam Akasha, and literally, in a Radbite called No Laughing Matter, he was made Lutzonis of. And everybody started laughing, and the Hilgich Sam Seifer's takeaway from that story. But either way, the Kasha was seemingly not a good kasha. Now, Ulu didn't explain to Reb Abba what he had wrong with the kasha, but he just laughed, and Reb Abba understood that, let him go ask someone else to see if he could figure out what exactly the issue was. Either way, the Gemara says that Reb Abba went to Surah, and he presented to the Chachamim the whole Shach Levitaria, and one of the Rabbanim that was there said, let me explain to you what Ula's issue was. Ula's issue was, is because you're making an assumption that Umekoymer Muskulai, the Rabbi Gamliel said, was Kinyin Chatzar. It wasn't Kinyin Chatzar. It was Kinyin Agav. And being that it was Kinyin Agav, Kinyan Agav is something that doesn't require Vusha Oime Bitzat Sadeh. When do you have to be standing next to the Sadeh? That's if you want to acquire with Kinyan Chatzar. It wasn't Kinyan Chatzar, it was Kinyan Agav. It's a whole different Kinyan. And as a result, there was no issue. The Gemara says that Reb Zera was Makabel, this Taina Reb Abba wasn't. Rava said, very good for not. Either way, a little bit of drama. We're picking up now where the Gemara is going to give another explanation for why Ula reacted so vehemently when he heard Reb Abba's kasha, or b'mila macherim, in less dramatic terms, another teretz to Reb Abba's kasha. The kasha is that if all the amiram were of the opinion that the only time kinyan chatzah works is v'husha oimei b'tzad zadeo, hayitachin Rabbi Gamliel was able to give the ma'aser rishon to Rabbi Yeshua and the ma'aser ani to Rabbi Akiva when they were all on a boat. B'chura, if he was giving it to them using the intermediary of kinyan chatzah and they weren't oimei b'tzad zadeo, how exactly did this work? Says the Gemara, Papa Amar, Papa said, you know, the teretz is das acheres makna oison shani. Over there was a das acheres makna. Oh, when there's a das acheres makna, over there it's going to be different. Meaning, all the amiram that said that the only time kinyan chatzah works is when you're oimei b'tzad zadeo. That's if you want to be kind of a metzia, like in our Mishnah. Al zeh anu udane, in the beginning above a metziah. If you want to be kind of metziah, then there's a requirement that you need a chatzah mishtameres, and if not, vusha oime b'tzad zadeo. But to the extent that you want to be kind of something that somebody is being makna to you, there's a das acheres makna shani, and in that instance, there you do not need to be oime b'tzad zadeo, which sounds like over there you don't need the chatzah to be a chatzah mishtameres. Says the Gemara, not Tamro. What's my makar, said Rapapa? That what? That there's a distinction in Kinyan Chatzar as it relates to Chatzar acquiring a Metziah, where there's no Das Acheres Makna, versus a Chatzar acquiring a Matana or a Mekach Umemkar, where there is a Das Acheres Makna. The Tanan, I know it from our Mishnah, because the Mishnah said, Ra oison rotzen achar ha-metziah v'chulu. What happens if a person owns a field and he sees everybody running towards his field? And he chap, the reason they were running is because there was a metziah, there was a wounded deer, there were goizolois that weren't able to fly, and he said, I want to be zoiche with my sada. So the Mishnah said, he can be zoiche. I'm Rabbi Yirmi, I'm Rabbi Yoichan. Rabbi Yirmi said the name Rabbi Yoichan on a very important caveat to the halacha of the Mishnah. V'husha rotz achareyen umagin. The only time this person who owns the field could be kind of the metziah with his field is if he would try himself to chop the thing that's in the field, he'd be able to chop it. So, for example, this wounded deer, it's obviously not Rotz Kitzvi right now because it's wounded. So, if he would try to chase it down and get it before it leaves his sada, if he could, then he could be kind of with his sada. Or these gazelles that aren't able to fly, they're moving, albeit slowly. So if he would be able to chop it before they left his chatzar, then it's going to be okay. If not, he wouldn't be able to acquire it. This was a caveat that Rabbi Yirmiyah said in our mission. Now, boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, after he said what he said, had the following ibayas. Rabbi Yirmiyah is famous throughout Shas for his ibayas. Said Rabbi Yirmiyah, let me pose the following question. B'matana heich, what would be if somebody wants to acquire not a metziah with his chatzar, but he wants to acquire a matana with his chatzar? And it's a situation where if he tried getting that matana that somebody's giving him, by himself, he wouldn't be able to get there before the matana left his chatzar. So someone is giving someone a matana, and the matana is a tzvi shofar. Someone's giving someone a matana, and it's goizolos that aren't able to fly. He's going to acquire this matana now with his chatzar. The issue is, however, if he was rotzach hareim, he wouldn't be able to get there. Would that be an issue? Would that not be an issue? So a papa had a comment and then a question. His comment was that the only time chatzah works in our Mishnah is if he would run after it, he'd be able to chop it. His ibaya was, would that also be true by matano? Says the Gemara, the kibble minei Rabbi Bar Kahana. Rabbi Bar Kahana heard Rabbi Yirmiyah pose this question, and he said, quote, that even if he wouldn't be able to get it, the halacha is still his chatzah would be able to work. Meaning, even though you have this knechin, the Mishnah, but you don't have it when it comes to matano. My time, what's the reason? So this is Rabbi talking. Obviously, there's a distinction in Kinyan Chatzah between Das Acheres Makna and when there's no Das Acheres Makna, if it's a Mitziah, so then there's different halachas. Then there's a din v'husharat acherenu magiyan. If, however, there's a Matana where you have a Das Acheres Makna over here, you don't have that requirement. No, if that's the case, then you can shtel tzu and say that so too as it relates to the halachas of Chatzah Mishtameres, the only time you need a Chatzah Mishtameres is dafka if it's a Mitziah, but there's no Das Acheres Makna. And if, however, you're dealing with a Matana, you're dealing with a Das Acheres Makna, over there, it's going to be different. So coming full circle, as it relates to the Maisa with Rabbi Gamliel, over there, there was a Das Acheres Makna. Rabbi Gamliel is being Makna, the Maisa Rishon, and the Maisa Ani. Being that it's Das Acheres Makna, you don't need Chasam Shtameres, and as a result, you don't need that he should be Oymed Al-Tzab. Says the Gemara, Rav Simi, Rav Papas. Rav Simi heard Rav Papas' teretz, and he asked him a kash. Are get? A get isha, the Das Acheres Makna Oysa, with his Das Acheres Makna. When a man gives his wife a get, the Nasan Bayade, he's being Makna the getter. Vamar Ula said, Vucha imibitzad, Besa, Ubitzad, Chatzera, and Ula in Mesechtes Gittin, Dafayin Zayinam Abeis, in the beginning of Perak Azorik, said, Smefurish, that this halacha, Ula was one of the Amiram that said this halacha, that you have to be imibitzad, Chatzera, Ubitzad, Sodeo, is true even for a get. Vucha imedes, Bitzad, Besa, she has to be standing next to her house, Ubitzad, Chatzera, or next to her house. He's Smefurish, that this requirement is true even when there's Dasa Cheris Makna Oysa. Checkmate. It's a pircha on what Rav Papa said. But the Gemara says, no, shani get the isei bal karche. Could be get is different, because get, a man is able to divorce his wife bal karche, and being that you can divorce your wife bal karche, and it sounds like when you divorce her bal karche, so the halach is going to be that she has to be oimedes b'tzad besa oimedes chasera. Meaning, a kinyan that's being done bedas, when there's das acheres makna oisa, over there you don't need that he should be oimedes b'tzad. If, however, the kinyan is happening against your will, like the woman is getting this against the will, then even when there's das acheres makna, so the only time the chatzah is going to be a chatzah is when it's a chatzah mishtameres. But the Gemara says, Maskevlo, Rav Sheish is Beidir Avidi. Rav Sheish Beidir Avidi, yes. If anything, in Sfar, I would say it's just the opposite. Ma get the isa bal karcha. Ma the chaget, which is isay bal karcha. Yoimed is beside beiso, beside chatzah, ini, loy, loy. Ma the chaget, where you see that it's so easy for a man to divorce his wife. She doesn't even have to have das. It can be done against her will. Still then, chatzah works, but only works in the event that she's oimedes b'tzad beiso b'tzad chatzera. So matana de midaite, matana where you have to have das, where the requirement, the threshold is higher in order for a person to have to receive a matana. Like Koshkin, certainly the only time chatzah is going to work is in the event that you're oimed b'tzad chatzera. So the Gemara says, if anything, that distinction of get being balkarcha is not a svara to say that you should need oimedes b'tzad chatzera. It's a svara that you shouldn't need. And if at the end of the day you see that you do need Aymedes Petzad Chaseira, despite the fact that it's Yisrei Bal Karcha, and despite the fact that it's Tasacheres Maknoisa, so you see that even when it's Tasacheres Maknoisa, the halach is that you still need to be Aymedes Petzad Chaseira, and if that's the case, L'chaira, it's Akasha on Rav Papa's Teretz again. Rav Papa wanted to be mechalik. He wanted to say that it could be, when do you need to be oimedes b'tzad chaseri? That's if there's no das acheres maknoisa mitziyah. If, however, there's das acheres maknoisa, like in the mice with Rabbi Gamliel, over there or not. What's the kasha? The kasha is get. Get is a das acheres makna, and still Ula himself said they have to be oimedes b'tzad beisa. Says the Gemara, Elo Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said you have to say that La'olam Rav Papa's right, and when there's das acheres maknoisa, you don't need to be oimedes b'tzad chaseri. I get. Says Rav Ashi, the immortal words. Chatzir is Rabbi Mishum Yad. Chatzir works Mishum Yad. However, V'loi Garam is Shlichos. It's not worse than Shlichos. So what does this even mean? So we had a discussion on Daf Yud Amud Beis, whether Chatzir is Mishum Yad or whether Chatzir is Mishum Shlichos. The Gemara proved that Chatzir on some level is Mishum Yad. The Gemara proved it from the parish of Gerishin, because it says, V'nosan biyodo, ein li aliyodo, gaga chatzir, v'karfifa minayin, talmud loyma, v'nosan mikol mokoin. And Rashi says that to tell me that chatzir works mishum shlichas, you wouldn't need a joshua, because I know that from v'shilach v'shulcha, that the Gemara darshins in the beginning of Perakish Makadish, must be that chatzir mishum ya. So really, at the end of the day, nimnu v'gomer, you walked away from that Gemara, that li'inyin get for sure, everybody agrees chatzir mishum ya, and it could be even in other areas, yalfina mitzili get, etc., etc. But the bottom line is that Chatzer for sure has an element Mishum Yad. But of course, like Garam Mishlichas. Meaning, even though in that Gemara it was Mavur, that Chatzer is Mishum Yad, Avada Shlichas it would always be. So really, whenever you dan Chatzer, says the Gemara now, Rav Ashi talking, you have to look at it as maybe working Mishum Yad, and you have to look at it as maybe working Mishum Shlichas. Here's the punchline. Gabi get the Chayvula. Get is a Chayv. It's always considered a bad thing for a woman to get divorced. As a result, ein chavim la'adam ela b'fanav. Thus, chatzer can work, but not mishum shlichos. Chatzer could only work mishum yad. Matana, however, the schos ulai, matana, which is a schos, everybody wants a gift. So, zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav. Over there, it doesn't have to come onto yad. It could work even mishum shlichos. So there's a long rashi on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph on the days that explains this. But here's the teichin advarim. And that is that chatzer works by get, pashat. It's a braisa. Chatzah works by matana. That's also pashat. But the way it works by get is going to be different than the way it works by matana. And by get, it's going to work mishum yad. By matana, it's going to work mishum shlichos. By get, it's going to work mishum yad because it can't work mishum shlichos. Because the only way it would work mishum shlichos is if you say zachem ladam shalai b'fanav. Because you never would memani yachatzah as a shliach. It doesn't even make sense. So it would have to work Mishum Yad. Matana, which is a schos, chatzah could work Mishum Shlichas. What's the nafkemina? So yesterday's daf, the nafkemina was, does a ktana have chatzah? Ktana has Yad, but ktana doesn't have Shliach. That's the grace of Machloikis, Reish Lakish, in the name of Abakayim Bardla, Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yanai. But in today's daf, there's another nafkemina. The nafkemina is, you have to be standing next to your chatzah. By get, the reason you have to be standing next to the chatzah, even when this Das Acher is Makna, is because chatzah is Mishum Yad. And if chatzah is Mishum Yad, Dum Yud Yad. Just like you're next to your Yad, you would have to be next to your Yodai Arichta, and you would have to be next to your Chatzar as well. As opposed to Matano, which works, Midin Shliach. Shliach is a different Inyan, has nothing to do with Yad. You have to be standing next to your Shliach if you ever do something Al Yidei Shliach. So over there, you would not have to be Oymim Betzat Chatzera. In other words, Rapapa saying that this, that all the Amiram said, that you have to be Oymi B'tzad Sadeo in order for King Yechatzah to work, that's only true of the Metziah, where there's no Das Acheres Maknoi. If, however, there's Das Acheres Maknoi, so over there it's going to be different, you're not going to have to be Oymi B'tzad Sadeo. Stating that, get's going to be different. But the reason get's going to be different is because by get, Chatzah doesn't operate and function in the way that it operates and functions in all other areas. Get, being that it's something that's inherently a chayv, it can only work Mishum Yad. And it being that it can only work Mishum Yad, there's another reason that you have to be standing next to it, Dum Yud Yad. By Matana, for example, in the case of Rabbi Gamliel, there was operating Mishum Shliach, and being that it was operating Mishum Shliach, and it's Das Acheres Makna, so over there the halacha is going to be different. So the bottom line is that it's Chatzah Mishum Yad, or it's Chatzah Mishum Shlichos, Chatzah, it's Rabbi Mishum Yad, V'legar Mishlichos. There's a Yad element, and if it's something that you can use to your advantage, you can use it, but at the same time, there's also a shlichus element, and if that's something you can use to your advantage, you can use that to your advantage as well. Bottom line is, this is the sikum of the very first part of today's daf. Before we go weiter, I just want to mention a maramakim, and that is, we saw in yesterday's daf, it emerged that it's not so poshet for a katan or a ketana to have kinyan chatzah. In fact, it sounds like it's a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds, ketana ein lo chatzah ve'ein lo arba amas. Rabbi Yochanan said, yesh lo chatzah ve'yesh lo arba amas. There are a whole bunch of different possibilities of what's going on in that machloikis. But one thing was klar. It's certainly not poshet that a katan or a ketana would have kinyan chatzah. And the poshta reason is because chatzah is mishum shlichos, and chatzah is mishum shlichos, katan ektan, they have no shlichos. Won't be the tzad that maybe, yeah, because there's an idea that maybe chatzah is mishum yad, and as a result, maybe it would work out. But the bottom line is, It emerged from the Gemara that for a katan and a ketana to be kind of something with a chatzar is not pashit. In Simin Resh Mem Gimel Siv Katan Yod Aleph, to me it's a pella. It says why? Because we know Zochin La Adam Shaloi Bafanav. Schia works mitam shlichos, but the rule is that Zochin La Adam Shaloi Bafanav. We also know that a katan and a ketana have schia. What's exhibit A for that? Ksubas daf yad aleph amid aleph. Ger kot and matpila noise al das bezin. And the Gemara says, why? Because zochin la'adam shaloi b'fanav. But the point is that we know that a katan and a ketana, although they can't make a shliach, but they have schiyah mitam shlichos. So freak the ktsoi is that I don't understand. Why would a katan and a ketana not have chatzah? Chatzah is mishum shlichos. Beseder. But to the extent that it's a schos, we just learned the Gemara. Somebody gives someone a matan and he puts it in his chatzah, it's zochin la'adam shaloi b'fanav. If that's the case, then I don't understand why a katan and a ketana would not have kinyan chatzar. What's the difference between kinyan chatzar and any schia that you find that a katan has? Now, the emes is like this. The fact that a katan has schia is a chiddush. It's Tosfos Kasha, one of the most famous Tosfos in Shas, Ksubas Yad Aleph Amid Aleph, that I don't understand how get katan is matpil v'ayis al das bezdin al zochin la'adam shaloi b'fanav. If schia is mitam shlichos, ain't shlichos for katan. Beseder. But we know that he does, whichever one of the terutzim to Tosfos Kasha you prefer. But that's the bottom line, is that although schiyah is mitam shlichos, and a katan has no shlichos, he still has schiyah. So freak tiktoy, it's the same math. Although chatz is mishum shlichos, and a katan doesn't have shlichos, but to the extent it's a schos, say, zochin l'adam, shloi b'fanav, and let a katan have schiyah. Let a katan have kinyan chatz. Zok tiktoy, that you have to say, Chiddush. And that is that the only time a katan has schia, zochin la'adam shaloi b'fanav, is if at the very least there's a das acheres makna oisai. But if there's no das acheres makna oisai, in that instance, a katan is not going to have schia. That says, this that you find, this idea of schia for a katan, that's when there's a das acheres makna oisai. If, however, there's no das acheres makna oisai, namish the distinction of the Gemara. In that instance, you're not going to have this halacha of schia mitam shlichos for a katan. Zok diktois, lefi zeh, I think it could be miyashik, a diktuk niflu in the Gemara. The Ksoi says that when the Gemara was discussing the Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether or not a cotton has chatzar or a cotton doesn't have chatzar. So the Gemara says, how could you say that a cotton doesn't have chatzar? Or how can you say that chatzar is lav mishum yodis rabbi? And as a result, a cotton doesn't have chatzar. Umiikil mandam a chatzar mishum yodis rabbi vatanya yoda, ainli elu yoda, gaga chatzar vikafit vimina. And from that drosha, you see that a ktana and the chur who had a cotton, you would think also would have yad, says the Gemara, the ingin get. As it relates to get kuli amaloi pligi lechatzim mishum yadis rabbi, you're right. As it relates to get this no shayla ki pligi linya metziya. The shayla, however, the machloikas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish was linya metziya. Frank Tiktois, why did the Gemara say linya metziya? Mi gila lahagemara rozeh that the machloikas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, if it's not legabi get, would be legabi metziya. What the Gemara should have said was ki pligi linya mamayna. And the shaila is whether, not yalfina mitziya miget, whether yalfina mimayna misura, which by the way is a sugya throughout Shas. So why did the Gemara jump to mitziya? We took it for granted when we read the Gemara because we're learning Shtayim Oichsen. And Shtayim Oichsen is all about mitziyas. But the sugya over here has nothing to do with Shtayim Oichsen. It's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether a katan ktana have chatzah, don't have chatzah. Zok tiktzois, it's a raya brewer to what I'm saying. Because if Vifala was a mitziyah, there'd be a das acheres makna. And if there's das acheres makna, if Hashtetzach, the katan would have chatzah. Why? Because katan has ochaladim shalay b'fan of agam schiyas mitam shlichas. So why shouldn't he have chatzah agam schiyas mitam shlichas? It's davka mitziyah, where there's no das acheres makna. I said, that was the noise. And that's the diktuk niflo of the ktsois. The only aura that the ktsois has is from another gemara that we learned recently. Everything's coming together. On Daf Ches Amud Aleph, you remember the Gemara was discussing Hamagbiya Mitzia Lechaveru, Kana Chaveru, Loi Kana Chaveru. The Gemara said, Afilim Tim Tzuleim, Hamagbiya Mitzia Lechaveru, Loi Kana Chaveru. But if someone picks up together with somebody else, or a person picks up to be Zoicha for himself and for somebody else, then there's an idea, Migud Zochi Lenafshi Zochi Namid Lechaveru. And Rava said the following, remember there was a whole confusion of what it was, but in one of the Shlavim, if a Cheresh and a Pikeach would pick something else, would pick up a Mitzia together, the Cheresh would be kind of. Pikeach wouldn't be kind of, the Cheresh would be kind of. Why? Because the Pikeach could be kind of for himself, and we would say, Migu de Zochi Lenafshe, Zochi Nami Vachavre. Zok de Ktsois, that Cheresh is like a katan. Cheresh Aitiv a katan. He, Be'etzim, doesn't have the ability to make someone a Shliach to be zoicha in something for him. Afal pikein, the pikeach who picks up the mitziah for him and for the cheresh can be zoicha on behalf of the cheresh based on migud azachi lanafshe azachi nami lechavre. Now, you're going to tell me, how's that work? I understand. Migud azachi lanafshe sounds like zachal ladam shloi befanav. We spoke at Reb Kivega on the Afchesam and Al. Sounds like zachal ladam shloi befanav. Schiz mitam shlichos, ain't shlichos a katan. The teretz is, what do you mean? Everyone knows that zachal ladam shloi befanav works. Subastaf yad alf amad alif. I'll be afraid to tell you, if my chilek is girech, that the only time you say schia for a katan is when there's das acheres maknois. Over there, there was no das acheres maknois. Because over there is a magbia mitzil chaveira. And being that it's a magbia mitzil chaveira, and still it was poshit in this shakl of attire of the Gemara that the cheres would be zoicha. So if it's poshit, the cheres would be zoicha. What's going on over here? We didn't schia. I thought schia only works for a katan when there's a das acheres maknois. So you have to just tweak the nusach a little bit. You have to say that being that over there, the pikeach that picked it up had das to be koino, his das is the das acheres that's going to be zoichin on behalf of the cheres. Meaning when a person is acquiring with a chotzer and there's no das acheres maknoisoi, so there's no das. There's no das acheres maknoisoi because it's a mitziah. The chotzer doesn't have das. The cotton doesn't have das. So yilambeinu rabbeinu. How exactly is this supposed to go there? There's no das. Over there, at the very least, hagam, there's no das acheres makna. But it's the das of the pikeach, and the pikeach is being zoichet on behalf of the katan. So that das acheres on behalf of the katan, that in and of itself is going to work. And the ksoi says that the emes says every ger katan matbin loisal das bezdin. Really, you have to say that because there's no das acheres makna over there. The teretz says bezdin who's stelling to the das. But they're having the das on behalf. But here's the nakuda. The nakuda is schia works. Schia works, but there has to be das. So either the das is coming because there's a das makna, or the das is coming because there's the das of the zoicha on behalf of the katan. But to tell me that the chutz is going to work for the katan when there's no makna, so I say I don't have the das acheres makna because no one's being maknaed, and say the chutzner is a doimim, and as a result, the chutzner itself doesn't have any das. So I'm kerech mikana mikan, sinit dokain das. Oh, to the extent that there's no das, so b'chai gavna, that's the ktsoyis says, it's over there that this is not going to work. Again, there's more to talk about. It's a major, major, major ktsoyis. It's in Reish Mem Gimel Yud Aleph. This was the abridged version without some of the super lumdus that comes from it. Ayin Sham. Either way, Zokta Gemara, weiter. Gufa, ro'is and ro'tza nach mitziyo. If somebody saw people running after his mitziyo, our mission of v'chulu, right? What was the v'chulu? To the extent that these are wounded animals, and he says, I want my field to be zoichen it, it's going to work. I'm Rabbi Yirmi, send the name Rabbi Yirmi, v'hu sheratzach hareinu magin. The only time it works is if he himself would be able to get there. By Rabbi Yirmi, ben matana heich, what would be by matana? Kibble v'nei, Rabbi Bar Kahana was mekabel, afa bishratzach hareinu magin. Even if he couldn't get there, still the halach is, when it comes to a matana, he would be zoichen, which Rapop understood, based on the idea of das acheres makna. This is verbatim what we said earlier. That's why the Gemara said gufa, right? That's what gufa means. That we're chazering over something that we just said. By Rava, another major Gemara. Zarek arniki bepesach zeh. If somebody throws an arniki, a wallet, some item that people used to keep money in, and he decided that he wants to throw it. So he threw it through somebody's house. It went through Pesach Zeh, v'yotze v'pesach acher. This money, mamish, left as fast as it came. But it was literally yotze v'nichnes. Now, what's the halacha? Meaning, the fact that this arniki went in the ear space of somebody's rishos, does that mean that that person is koineit with his chatzer, or is he not koineit with his chatzer? What's the shayla? Ah, v'shein seifel enuach kemunach dami yoyloi. Being that it was traveling through the ear space, however, it was not seifel enuach, just based on the trajectory of this that he was throwing, it was going to go straight through the house. And being that it was going to go straight through the house, it wasn't going to land in the house, so do we say that it's considered to be in the house as a result of a person's kind of with chatzah or not? Now, Rashi says that if a person would just drop something in the airspace of somebody's chatzah and somebody else would go and chop it, it would be too late. Because that's poshet the avar of a chatzah is kachatzah. That's why the shayla was very precise, where it was nichnas bepesach zeh, v'yotze bepesach achar, and it was thrown in a way where it was inevitably, that's the way it was going to happen. It was aver she'ein soifoi lanuach, and that's the shayla. Aver she'ein soifoi lanuach kemunach dami, oilav kemunach dami, says the Gemara. Amalei Rapapa the Ravas. Rapapa told Rav of Amil, Ravada bar Masna the Ravas. Some say Ravada bar Masna told Rav of Amil, some say Ravina the Ravas. That was Ravina that told Rav. Either way, lav hainu masisin, isn't it our Mishnah? What do you see in the Mishnah? Ra'isan rotsan achar ha-mitziyah. If somebody saw people running after a mitziyah, and this mitziyah was in this person's rishos, the Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, The only time your chatz is going to work is if you're able to get it. Meaning, if you can chop it before it goes through. Wait, Rabbi Yirmiyah had a shayla matanah. What would be the halacha regarding a matanah? The kibla mine Rab Abba Bar Kahana. And Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana was from the Kabul, that as it relates to a matana, Alpha Bisharatz Acharein, the Imagion, that even if he can't get to it, it doesn't matter, as long as there's a Das Acheres Makna, being that it was a matana, so the halach is he's going to be koined. So what do you see from here? What's the tzushtel? So the Gemara is shtelling to this wounded deer that's going through this person's field to the arnaki that's flying through the person's kitchen, right? The Gemara is making a parallel between the two things. In both cases, the thing is going through, but it's not soifay lanuach. And if you see that in the case of matana, it works. You see in our Mishnah also. But in the case of matana, you see it works even if you're not able to get to it. So it's pretty mefurish, zoysay meres, that even if it's Ein soifa lo nuach, still the chatz is going to work. So if that's the case with regards to the tzvi shavur, so why should that not be the case with regards to the aver as well? But the Gemara says, Amalei. So when whoever it is heard the kasha, right, there were three versions of who this Amalei is. Miskalgo ka'amrit. It's actually two versions because two of them are Rava. But he said, Miskalgo ka'amrit. Shani miskalgo the kemunach tamen. No, it's very different. Over there, it's on the chatzer. It's no sheiches. And being that it's on the chatzer, it's just rolling through the chatzer. Being that it's rolling through the chatzer, so over there, that's not going to be the way it is. But as it relates to aver, being that it's in the ear space, so over there, it's going to be different. You can't shtel tzu miskalgo to aver. Either way, we're going to go weiter. Just a heads up, Be'ezer Hashem, in tomorrow's daf, there's going to be a lot of raid from the last machzer related to a Rashi and a Toisvis and a Ktsois. There's a lot going on in tomorrow's daf related to this Gemara that we just went through a little bit quickly. Zok the Mishnah Raita. We return to our regular program, which is, right, every time we refocus here in the beginning of Bava Metziah, we're learning the halachos of Metziahs. Says the Mishnah, Metziahs b'noi ubitei aktanim, the Metziah of a person's son and daughter that are ketana. Meaning, someone has a son that's a katan. Someone has a daughter that's a ketana. They found a metziah. Metziah is abdiv shivchasei ketanim. Or if someone has an eved ketani or shivcha ketanis to find a metziah. Metziah is ishtoi. Or if somebody's wife finds a metziah. Hare elu shaloi. In all these cases, you get to keep it. Meaning, you get to keep it if your children found it, if your slaves found it, or if your wife found it. Now, halacha is harei elu shloim. Metziah is b'nai ubitei agdalim. What happens if someone's adult children find the metziah? Metziah is avdei v'shivcha so yivrim. What happens if someone's eved shivcha that are not kenana but they're ivrim find metziah? Metziah is ishtoi shegirsha. Or what about if a man has a wife who he divorced that now finds a lost item? Afal pishul enasik ksuba. Even if he didn't give the ksuba, but if he gave her a get, halacha is harei elu shulahem. They are going to keep their own metziah either way. So today's balance of the daf, I'm not going to get that far, is going to discuss the first part of the Mishnah. Metzias b'noi ubitoi haketanim. What's the halacha? Harei elu shaloi. The contrast was metzias b'noi ubitoi hagedoilim. There the halacha is harei elu shaloi. So the Mishnah said a whole bunch of cases of where someone finds a metziah, and that person that finds it doesn't get to keep it. It's going to belong to somebody else. Metziah is b'noi ubitei aktanim. Metziah is avdev shechasei aktanim. Metziah is isht. All these cases are real shalot. So let's go through each one carefully. Skipping the first one. Bitai is easy. Right? Why is it that if your daughter that's a ketana finds a metziah, you get to keep it? Because we know the halach is all shlach ne'urim belong to the father. Even a naira the halach is, the father would be able to keep it. Avdev shechasei aktanim. That's super easy, right? Yad Eved is ki Yad Raboy, Mashakon Eved, Kona Raboy, and as a result, it's Pashit. They have no bailus in themselves, so of course it's going to belong to the Adon. Metzias Ishtoi, that's also easy. Easy if you learn Ksubis, because in Masechtas Ksubis we know that there's a lot of different takonas that Chazal made that man should have Schusim in his wife and vice versa, and one of those takonas war is Metzias Oisha. Sixth parak of Masechtas Ksubis, that the metziah of a woman belongs to the husband, and it was Mishum Eva. It's because, for some bias reasons, they thought that that was the right thing to do. The man supporting his wife, so at the very least, if she finds a metziah, he should be able to keep it. Metziah's b'noi, however, that's a little bit tzarech bir. It's not clear. Why is the halacha that b'noi belongs to the father? Right? Shvach n'urim, that belongs to the father, that's true by a bitai. It's not true by a b'noi. So really, from all the things mentioned in the first part of the Mishnah, the one that's tzarech bir is Benoy. And really, it's the only one that the Gemara has to talk about here in Maseches Bava Metzia, because everything else you know from Ksubas. So the only one that needs to be discussed is here, and that is what the Gemara is going to focus on. Amrat Shmuel. Shmuel said, Mipnei ma amru metzias katan la'afet. Why did Chazal say, Unzer Mishnah, that if a katan finds a metzia, belongs to the father? So said Shmuel, the reason is, because when a child finds a lost item, when he finds a metzia, meritza etzel aviv, the inam acham yada, he immediately goes running to his father. He says, look what I found. And he doesn't even wait a second. So he runs immediately. That's what he does. And it's for that reason the halach is metzias katan is going to be la'aviv. Now, the way the Gemara is going to understand what Shmuel just said is that being that when a child finds a metzia, he immediately runs to his father, the assumption is that when he picked it up for his father. So really, the reason Metzias Benoi belongs to Aviv is because there's like an umdana, that when the child picked up this Metzia, he had in mind the Tata, and if that's what he had in mind, since for that reason, the halacha is, it's going to belong to the father. Says the Gemara, the Memra, you seem to be of the opinion, Shmuel, the Savah Shmuel holds cotton less ischil and after midei raisa, that a cotton doesn't have his own schil midei raisa. Meaning, this is a little bit of a hard lememra, that the only way the Gemara understands that the halacha should be that a child that picks up a metzia, it automatically goes to the father because he has a mind for it to go to the father, is if you hold that a katan doesn't have schia on his own midday raisa. If however a katan could be zoich in something midday raisa, then the Gemara says, I don't understand it. So two things. Number one, you see from here that it's up for debate whether a katan could be a zoich a metzia midday raisa or not. We certainly thought not, but here you see there's a possibility, yeah. And by the way, when there's Das Acheres Makna, we know Shitas Tois throughout Shas, also the Shitas Rambam is that a cotton could be Zoicha. But by a Metzia, by definition, there's no Das Acheres Makna. But the point is that you see the Gemara has such a tzad, that a cotton can have Schia Midairais. But the Gemara says that from the way Shmuel explained the Mishnah, you see Shmuel holds not that way. You see he holds cotton lessly Schia Lenafshe Midairais. Where do you see that? You see that from the fact that he said that when a cotton picks it up, it automatically belongs to the father. Makshim, everybody, where do you see that? Maybe a cotton has schia midei raisa, but there's an umdana. When a cotton picks it up, he's picking it up for his father. And that's why the father's going to be zoich in it. What's poshib shan in the Gemara? So if you look at the Ram Shift explains it as follows. That the Gemara understood that there's no way that every single time a cotton picks it up, you can tell me with 100% certainty he's picking it up for his father. There's this fuzzy umdana that we have, but it's not ironclad. So therefore, time is the Gemara that bishloima if a cotton's whole schia linafshe is a schia midrabanon. So I hear the rabbanon would say that to the extent that it's a metzia, where there is an umdana of sorts that really is picking it up for his father, it should belong to his father. But if a cotton's kayach of schia is midai raisa, then already it's not mistabe that Chazal would say this. And just to add a knage, that even though we know hefke bez and hefke, and really the chachamim have a gerecht, they have the credential, they have the license, the permit, to do something like this. They could say that even though you own something midai raisa, I'm giving it to somebody else. The Gemara's kash is not they shouldn't be able to do it, but the kash is it's not Mesaba they would do it. So if the whole Kenyan said the Rabbanan to get Kenyan, I mean, a cotton really doesn't have Schia. No, we gave him this Hilchis Schia. In this case, we gave it to the father, because that's usually what the cotton does anyways. But if he has a real Schia, they're right, it's like Mechatesi. The Gemara doesn't think this Umdana of Shmuel was a strong enough Umdana. Must be Shmuel holds that cotton's less a schil and nafshe midei raisa, and if it's less a schil and nafshe midei raisa, says the Gemara, I have a problem. Because Vatanya, we learned to the braisa. If somebody hires a worker, so the halach is that this worker is working in a field, yilakit benoy acharav. His son is allowed to be malakit acharav. So this poyel, let's assume, was an arman. He was working in somebody's field, and the halach is he can bring his kids to work. And they could be malakit acharav. Being malakit acharav means if there's any leket that's going to fall on the floor, the children are entitled to keep the leket. Lemechtsa leshlish ulerevia lo yilakit benoy acharav. If, however, this poyel is not just a poyel, but he's a sharecropper, he's an aris, where he's entitled to a percentage of the produce, he's not getting paid an hourly rate, but rather he takes a third, a quarter, half of whatever it is produced, so then the halach is lo yilakit Bnei Yaakov, his child, should not follow after him. Rabbi Yossi says, Benkach u'benkach, yilaket bnei v'ishto Yaakov. Regardless, he's allowed to take his whole family, and the halacha is that if they want to be malakit, it's going to be okay. For Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel said, halacha ki Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. So again, what's the machloikis? If somebody hired a poyel, if he wants to bring his son to work, the son's allowed to take the leket. If, however, he's working the mechsel, the shlish, or the revia, so he's a shtickle shutuf over here, then lo yilake p'nai acharov. Rabbi Yosi says, benkachu benkach yilake p'nai acharov, even if he's a shtickle shutuf over here, still the halach is, he could be malakit acharov. Okay, Shmuel said the halach is like Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara cheshbins the kasha that it wants to ask, and Toich Dvarav explains this price. I am Rabbi Shlomo, katan islay schiel and afshe. Bishlom, if you're going to tell me that a katan is schiel midei reisel and afshe, or when a katan picks something up, he's picking it up for himself. So ki kamelaket and afshe kamelaket. So then I understand why Rabbi Yosi would say benkachu benkach yelaket b'no yacherov, because although the poyel is a shtickle shutif over here, thus, he himself is not entitled to the leket, but his children are their own entity, and they are entitled to the leket. And even though the halach is maybe mitzias bnoi, or maybe the father is going to end up taking it, anything that the father is taking, he's taking klisheni from the children. Therefore, it shouldn't be a problem. I'm a katan less schil and afshe. But if you're going to tell me that a katan doesn't have schil and afshe, so ki kamalakit, aviv kamalakit. That means when the child is being malakit, who's he being malakit for? He's being malakit for the father. Vavua osherhu. And the father is an osher. Why is he an osher? He's a shutuf over here. Samai ishtayu b'noi malakit acharov. Why are the children allowed to be malakit? So from the fact that Shmuel said that the halach is like Rabbi Yosi, that the children are allowed to be malakit after the father, even if the father is an usher. So you say meris, that when the child picks up, he's picking up for himself. He's not picking up for the father. If he's picking up for himself, that means he has schil and afshe midei raisa. If he has schil and afshe midei raisa, so frek the Gemara, you have a steer in Shmuel. Shmuel was mefarish our mishnah mitzias benoi. Hare elu shaloi to the father. Why? Because shebeshah shemoitza meritzei tzalav aveinam achav yadai. Meaning when he picks it up, he's picking it up for the father. Because of the fact that a katan has no schil and afshe midei raisa, say his hagbah is batal and mefutal to the father. It's the father's hagbah. If it's the father's hagbah, then in the case where the father is an usher, his child should not be able to be malakit and keep it for himself. Even if you want to tell me the child is not an usher, but when he's picking it up, the usher's picking it up. He's being malakit for the father. So that hagbah should be a problem, says the Gemara. I hear what you're saying, but Shmuel taima de tani didan kamev leiloi sfirli. I have to say that Enochinam Shmuel himself holds like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi who holds that a cotton when he picks up something up, he has chim ederaisa. Why? That's the way a cotton is. I in the Mishnah he said that when the cotton picks it up, he's picking it up for the father. He was explaining the Mishnah, meaning it's not a stira in Shmuel halacha. You have a stira between what Shmuel paskin and the way Shmuel was mafarish a Mishnah. It's not a contradiction. He paskin the way he holds, and he was mefarish the Mishnah the way he was mefarish the Mishnah. Incidentally, it's just kedai to speak at one Tosfos. The Gemara says that if this father was not just a worker, but the father was a shutif, he's an aris, in that case, it's pashut, he's not entitled to leket. Why? Usherhu, he's an usher. Tosfos says, mechtesi, he's an usher. Just because he's a shutif could mean that he just has the rights to lose a certain percentage of money every year. Right? Meichatesni, that makes him suddenly into an usher. So Tosfos says, Enochinami, when the Gemara said usher, was lav dafka usher. What the Gemara meant to say was that he's balabus. That's what the Gemara means to say. That the balabayas is not allowed to take the leket for himself. Whether he makes money off this or he loses money off of this. At the end of the day, it's off limits to him because he's the balabayas. So the Gemara didn't mean usher, the Gemara meant balabayas. Either way, says the Gemara. So what's coming out over here is that Rabbi Yosi and Shita Shmuel, because he said halachic Rabbi Yosi is that cotton is less ischia midei raisa, our Mishnah grade is of the opinion that cotton is less ischia midei raisa. Rabbi Yosi went all of our Mishnah. Shmuel doesn't all of our Mishnah. Lele sphere, like the Gemara said before. But Rabbi Yosi's Shita, anyways, is that cotton is less ischia midei raisa. Says the Gemara is that true, but time we learned to the Mishnah. Metzias cherishait for cotton, yesh ben mishum gazel, made argue shalim. If a cherishait for cotton find the Metzia and somebody steals it from them, they're considered gazlonim, but only mib they darkish shalim. Rabbi Yosi says gazel gomer. It's a real gzeila. For Amr Rav Chizra said gezel gomer midevrei. That when Rabbi Yosi said it's gezel gomer, he didn't mean gzeila midei raisa. He meant gezel gomer midevrei. Now, if the Tanakama in that Mishnah holds mitzias chereshayt v'katan has gzeila midrabanon if they darkei shalom, and Rabbi Yosi says gezel gomer midevrei, which means midrabanon. So, what exactly is the machlokes? So, the Gemara nafkemina lo hitzia b'dayanim. The nafkemina would be whether you can sue the person, whether you can hire a lawyer and take him to court and take back this mitzia that was taken from the chereshayt v'katan. If it's mipnei darkei shalom, the answer is no. It's going to be less darkei shalom. If it's gezel midevreim, in that case, it's going to be okay. But what do you see from here? You see that Mitzias Cheresh Haitav HaKatan, according to Rabbi Yosi, Yesh behem gezel, midivrayen, not midiraisa. Rabbi Yossi holds, katan islay schia midiraisa. This is the Mefurish Rabbi Yossi, but he holds not that way. Elo omer abaya, sa abaya set loylam. Rabbi Yossi holds that katan is less slay schia midiraisa. Like Rabbi Yossi holds in the Mishnah Metzias Chereshot of a katan, it's only gezel midivray. And if that's the case, Rabbi Yossi could hold like the Tan of our Mishnah that holds Metzias bnoi, hare elu sheloy. How did Rabbi Yossi then have a right to say that if someone's a sharecropper, as balabus, the halacha is that he can take his children to work and they can take the leket? If they have no schema de raisa, then the assumption is when they pick it up, they're picking it up for the father. So that means the father himself is picking up leket in a field that he owns. That's not okay. Says Abba, you want to know why it works? It's because asu'ua, Chazal viewed, Rabbi Yossi viewed this field kemisha holchu banim mushois, as if the mushois already went through this field. Daniim gufayu maschid atayu ul daniim amasiach das. The miyayish from this field. Savri, they make the following assumption: brei deich malakti le. This son is probably going to malakti. He's going to pick it up, and as a result, this is already something that we're not going to have. So the reason the children are allowed to be malakit is not because we view the children as being a separate entity, but it's because we view it kemisha holchu banim mushois. So who are the mushois? The Nemushais are of the beginning of Perek Eil Metzius Fei, right? So that's coming up next week in Yetz Hashem. But the Nemushais is a halacha in Hilchis Leket Shikhen Peya, where once the Nemushais, they were the elder Yidden, they used to walk on a cane. So once they went through the field, if they already went through it, we assume that any Peya or Leket or Shikha that was there to be had is not there anymore. Meaning this was already something that was vetted. Everybody already got their eyes and hands on this. And as a result, there's no more juice to squeeze out of this field. So at that point, even if there is, the Olam is Miyayish. So the Gemara says that's how this works. The way it works is that when there's someone that's working in a field, the assumption is he's going to bring his kids. This is the oldest trick in the book. And they're going to already chop anything. So as sort field where the children are, people are Masich. That's why you can keep it. So the reason you let it keep it is because even technically, the father, if he wanted to take it. In fact, we shouldn't even ask Akasha, why then is it only that the children are allowed to take it? The father should be able to take it. Because really, when the children take it, the father is taking it. Narvas, it's like Nemushois. They were Masich Das from it. They were Miyayish from it. Okay, so if that's the case, then the father should be able to take it. It's a good Kasha. But the bottom line is, it's as if that's what happened, and therefore the children would be able to take it. But Amalei Rav Ada bar Masla Abaye, Rav Ada bar Masla told Abaye, if that's the case, then I don't understand how a poel is ever allowed to bring his children to work. Because really what you're then doing is, you're setting up a situation, every time you bring the kids, oh, I see the kids running around, it's like the Namushais, they're going to chop up everything, and therefore you shouldn't be able to even do this. It sounds like this is something you're allowed to do. Right? No one said you're not allowed to do this. It sounds like you are allowed to do it. But based on this, this should be something that's not okay. Elohim Rava, so because of this, Rava said a different mahalach. He said, Asu she'enoi zoicha ke zoicha. La'olam, you're right. Rabbi Yossi Shita is that katan's less le'ischim edai raisa. And the reason the children are allowed to be malakit, it is not because they have their own schia. The reason is because we assume that all the aniyim in the world are comfortable with this. And the reason we assume all the aniyim are comfortable with this is my taima aniyim gufayu nichaluhu. It benefits all the aniyim ki hecha dechi agro lididu. It's like this, if they ever take a job, milkut banayo basrayo, they'll be able to bring their kids along. Meaning, it was understood that all the aniyim are in cahoots. Everyone is okay with this, and it's for that reason it's going to okay. So it's not because we view it as Nemushois. Viewing it as Nemushois sounds like you did something that everyone's really not okay with, but everyone just, you know, they throw their hands up in despair. What am I going to do? I'm a Yayish. But over here, that's not the Var, says Rava. The Nakuda is a little bit different. The Nakuda is that everyone is okay with it, everyone is involved, and therefore this is something that's going to be okay, says the Gemara. So the Mishnah said, Metzias b'noi hare elu shalai. It was a mystery. Metzias Bita, we understood. Metzias Avdev Shavcha, say Aknanim, that's Pasha. Metzias Ishtoi, that's Ksubas 101. But why is it that Metzias Benoi, Amash Shmuel said, the reason is, Shebesha, Shemoitza, Meritza, Itzalavi, Veinim Achad Yadoi, because the cotton is less like Schema, they rise, so when he picks it up, he's really picking it up for his father. Thus, the father's the one that's going to be Zoich. And it says the Gemara, Upligad Rabchia Barabo, this Pshat, that Shmuel said in our Mishnah really is at odds with something that Rabbi Bar Abba said. Rabbi Bar Abba had a different shot in the Mishnah. Rabbi Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, when it says in the Mishnah, Metzias Bnoi Haktatan belongs to the father. Abba Bnoi Hagadol, he gets to keep. Loi Gadol Gadol Mamish, Veloi Katan Katan Mamish. The definition of gadol is not literally he's bar mitzvah, and the definition of katan is not that he's not bar mitzvah. Ela gadol v'samach al shulchan aviv zehu katan, katan ve'enoy samach al shulchan aviv zehu gadol. A gadol that's samach al shulchan aviv in halachi has the din of a katan, and a katan who's enoy samach al shulchan aviv, as it relates to this mishnah, has the din of a gadol. Meaning the reason the halach is mitzias benoy belongs to the father is because the father is supporting this kid, and because the father is supporting this kid, therefore the father gets it. Not because the child doesn't have schiyah. It could be that the child was a real gadol. And not even because the child wants the father to get it. It could be he doesn't want it to get it. But Chazal gave it to him. Rashi says, Mishum Eva. The same reason Metzias Ishtoi belongs to the husband, so too Metzias Ben Katan is going to belong to the father. Because this Katan is not a minor. He's Samech HaShulchan Aviv. And because in that respect he behaves like a katan, so therefore we treat him like a katan. In other words, two distinct mahalchim had to understand the Mishnah, Metzias Benoi, Hari Elu Shaloi. Either because he's literally a katan, he has no ability to be zeichah for himself, or really he does have ability to be zeichah to himself. But he's Samech HaShulchan Aviv, once he's Samech HaShulchan Aviv, so now we treat you differently. And over there, the father actually has certain schusim in the Metzias of his son. This Gemara, by the way, is also something that we discussed 7.5 years ago in tomorrow's taf. Either way, Pekano Labola Mafreya, but the bottom line is, Deiz Hashem, in tomorrow's taf, there's going to be some raid on this, and we are going to stop here. So just one ha'ara, going back to the raid of the last 2 days, which is the topic of Ein Shliach B'Dvar Aver. The Mishnah L'Melech, in his precious Drachim, in Drush Beis, he asks a bomb cash, but we just have to be makdim, a medrash, to properly appreciate this kashna of the Mishnah L'Melech. The Medrash is in Parshas Noach. It's Parsha Lamed Dalet Yud Dalet. It's going on the pasuk in the Torah that says Shofech Dam Ha'Adam Ba'Adam Damo Yishofech. So one of the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach was Shvichas Damim. It's a mefurish pasuk in Parshas Noach. Shofech Dam Ha'Adam Ba'Adam Damo Yishofech. But the lashon of the pasuk is a little interesting. It's Einoi Omer Eladir Shuni. Shofech Dam Ha'adam Ba'adam Dami Yishofech. Says the Gemara. Amr Rab Chanina. Rab Chanina said, Kulam Behilchas Bnei Noach. The following halachis that I am going to present to you are halachis that are unique to Bnei Noach. Meaning, there's a whole Shulchan Aruch of how a Bezdin has to paskin Shailas, but the following are halachis that apply not Bedine Yisrael, however Bedine Bnei Noach. Number one, Be'edecha, Ben Noach can be convicted based on the testimony of even one witness. Benayin Echad, even one dayin. Beloy Edim. They don't even have to be Edim at all. Now we just said Eid Echad. So what does it mean Beloy Edim? So the Mefarshei HaMedrash say, if the person is Moide Meyatzmoy, ordinarily, Eino de Mesem Atzmoy Rasha, Moide Beknas Pater, if the person is Moide, even if there's no Eid Echad, the halach is that he is going to be punished. Ubelay Asra, you don't have to have Asra. Al Yedei Shliach. If a Ben Noach would make a shliach to go do one of the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach for him, the mishaleach is going to be punished. Al yidei ubrim. And if a Ben Noach kills an uber, he aborts a child, he is going to be chayef. We know that a Yisrael that aborts a child is not chayef eshvichas dam. Now, does that mean it's mutter to abort the child? So we have raid bites, abortion part one, part two, part three. There's a lot of raid on this. Kama v'kama kulmas in nishtabru. Moshe's tshuva, the Tzitz Eliezer, many tshuvas. There's already a tshuva from Yaakov Emden and Shailas Yaivitz. But either way, a Ben Noach can't. Shofech dam ha'odom bi'odom al yidei ubarim, they are going to be responsible. Says the Medrash. How do I know all this? It's all learned out from the same pasuk. Shofech dam ha'odom ba'odom dam yishofech. Be'ed echad b'dayim echad, because it says shofech dam ha'odom bi'odom. What does ba'odom mean? Even ba'odom echad, lashon yachid. So if someone's shofech dam ha'odom, he's a roitzeach, and he did it ba'adam. There was one aid. Dami Yishafech. That's enough for him now to be chayiv misa. B'loy aidim u'b'loy asra. How do I know that? Because it says shofech dam ha'adam. Damai Yishafech. Meaning, shofech dam ha'adam over here, meaning ba'adam al yidei the adam himself. Right, we said, what does b'loy aidim mean? That even if the person's moida, ba'atzmoy. Ba'adam, I myself was moida. That's going to be enough. Al yidei shliach. It's true even al yidei shliach. How do I know that? Because it says shofech dam ha'adam bi'adam. You know how you teach it? Shofech dam ha'adam al yidei adam. Dama yishnofech. And al yidei ubarim also, because it says shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam. That if the adam is inside an adam, that's going to be enough for this person to be chayiv. Emes says some of this is mentioned in a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin, but this is the longer, extended version of what Chazal darshin in the pasuk Shofech Dam HaAdam BaAdam Dam Yishafech. But what we need l'inyonenu is that from Shofech Dam HaAdam BaAdam we darshin that if someone's Shofech Dam HaAdam Al Yidei Adam Dam Yishafech. It's a chiddush. Ordinarily, we know Bedine Yisrael ain't shliach l'dvar avera. So if somebody would send somebody as a shliach to go kill somebody, then the shliach would be chayiv, not the mishaleach. Yet, when it comes to a benayach, it's different. Okay, you'll tell me. I don't know if that's such a chiddush. You see, a benayach is treated differently. You don't need edim, you don't need asra, even if you might have atzmai. So, if he does it ayidei shliach, it would be the same. But freaking the shalom aleichem prashas drachim, I don't understand why. Because what's the reason ein shliach l'dvar avera? So the Gemara says it's a svara. The svara is divrei harav, the divrei haTalmud, divrei mishaimim. Zok the shalom aleich, I know for a fact that the svara of divrei harav, divrei haTalmud, divrei mishaimim is something that applies not only to yidden, but it's something that applies to bnei noach as well. You know, I know that from the Gemara Sanhedrin daf chav tesam and aleph. The Gemara says ein toyan imamesis, and you know that from the Nachash HaKadmoini, because really the Nachash HaKadmoini, if he had a good lawyer, could have bailed him out and he could have been out of his whole mess. What would the lawyer have said? He would have said, Chava Adam, you listen to me. Why was he to me? You should have listened to the Eibishter. Divrei Harav, v'divrei haTalmud, divrei Mishaimim, ki shamata l'koy l'shtecha. Right? You listened to the wrong person. Why was he to me? You should have listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why then did we not tie it to him? Or must be, ain't tie it on the Mesis. But al kaponim, you see that the svara of divrei Harav, v'divrei haTalmud, divrei Mishaimim is true not only b'dinei Yisrael. This is something that the Nachash HaKadmoini could have pulled out of his pocket if this was something that he knew how to pull out. So if that's the case, break the Mishalom Melech, how can it be yesh l'chad v'aravera when it comes to ben noyach? How can it be yesh l'chad v'aravera when it comes to a ben noyach? L'chura, divrei harav, v'divrei haTalmud, divrei mishaimin, and you have a mefurish gemara in Sanhedrin daf chav tesa mid aleph that you say the svara of divrei harav, v'divrei haTalmud, divrei mishaimin, afilu b'nei noyach. Demis is like this. Demis is, you see another chiddush in this medrash before the Mishalom Melech, and that is you see that there's even shlichus by an akum. That's a chiddush. We know ain shlichus l'akum. So if ain shlichus l'akum, atem, gam atem, goy can never be a shliach. So what's Pashup Shan in this medrash? How could you even have a shliach? I think it's Pashup that this is a raya to the Masas Bin Yavnit. The Rabbi Kivega brings in an art. And that is that even though ain shlichus l'akum, but an akum can make another akum a shliach. Why is it that ain shlichus l'akum? Because Gam Atem, your shliach has to be like you. You have to be dumya to your shliach. So, you're a Ben Briz, you're a Yid, your shliach has to be a Yid as well. But if the person making the shliach himself is an Akum, so then already it's Akum la'akum, and because it's Akum la'akum, then already it's going to be different. Kivega uses this Masas Bin Yamin to answer a Toysfus Kash and Gittin Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph Ayin Sham. But the bottom line is, L'chura, this Medrash, B'mus Chorishin, would be a Shtikol Raya to the Masas Bin Yamin. Because if there's no shlichus in the first place, then how can you be Mechayiv the Mishaleach? The shliach did it. Forget about ain shlichus v'aravera. Hey, Peglay, there's no shlichus, period. You see two chidushim over here. Number one, you see the shlichus la'akum, and number two, you see yesh shlichus v'aravera. Just to digress, only because it's dover be'itay ma'atoy, today's b'shchei d'shada, there's a sefer called Piskei Tshuva. In Piskei Tshuva, Simen Kuf Mem Ches. So the mechaber of Piskei Tshuva, he was malakit a bunch of tshuvas, and he brings over there from Reb Feivel Plaut, who wrote in one of the Yarchons called Tel Talpios. So Tel Talpios was a very, very famous journal that made its rounds back in the day, and different Talmidei Chachamim, G'dili Olam, would contribute to it. And he was malakit something that he saw in Tel Talpios from Rav Feivel Plaut. So who is Rav Feivel Plaut? So Rav Feivel Plaut is the mechaber of a sefer called Lekutei Chaver Chaim. Lekutei Chaver Chaim was a Talmud Muvik of the Chassam Sofer, and a lot of what we know about the Chassam Sofer comes from this Yid, Rabbi Feivel Plaut. I met a Chashev Yid this morning, and I told him I was speaking out this Ha'ara, B'derech Aga, from Rabbi Feivel Plaut. He told me he heard B'Shem and Adam Gadol, couldn't remember who, but he told me he heard B'Shem and Adam Gadol that Rabbi Feivel Plaut, number one, didn't have any children. and he was a heilige, heilige yid, and a certain Adam Gadol was made that by him he used to see often in Ruach HaKodesh. So he was a tremendous, tremendous tzaddik. He was a big Talmud of the Chassam Sofer. A lot of what we know from the Chassam Sofer comes from a five of Plaut. Either way, if sois of you, don't voice begaver. So he said like this, quote, Shamati mipek kodesh bal Chassam Sofer zatzal. Ki agoyin rabki ve'eger zatzal. So he said he heard from the Chassam Sofer. Mipek kodesh al Chassam Sofer. Who said that his Shver Rabki Ve'eger had the following Chakira. He declared, there's a mitzvah of Mishloach Manas. Could a person be Mekayim the mitzvah of Mishloach Manas if he sends a Mishloach Manas a Yedei Goy or a Yedei Katan? What was his Chakira? His Chakira was because Mishloach Manas sounds like Shlichus. You have to make a Shliach. If you have to make a Shliach, mean that ain't Shlichus Lakatan and ain't Shlichus Laakim. So Rabki Ve'eger was Chakar. Ve'eger had a Suffolk. Rabbi Chassam Sofer was saying this over. Whether or not you can make a Katan or whether you can make a Goy. The Heshav Le'a Goy Chassam Sofer. So Kierkegaard asked this question to the Chassam Sofer, and he told him, it's Poshet. He said, it's Poshet. He says, why? What's the mitzvah of Mishloach Manas? He said, if the mitzvah of Mishloach Manas was to take the Mishloach Manas and to give it to your chaver, so you need to do the nesina of the manos. If that's the case, you have to do it. If you want it to be an akum rakatan, ain't shlichus akum rakatan, and as a result, it's not going to work. What's the mitzvah of Mishloach Manas? The mitzvah is shik. The mitzvah is to send it. Oh, if the mitzvah is to send it, if you send it on a day in akum, it's also considered sending. If the mitzvah is give it, so then you have to give it. If I didn't give it, you have to come onto a parish of shlichus. For that, you need shlichus ladam kamoise. A katan and an akum are excluded from shlichus. But Mishloach Manas, the mitzvah is nicht to geben. The mitzvah is to shik. If you give it to FedEx, you also sent it. Lamaisa was sent, and being that it was sent, the mitzvah is the actual shiluach. Just because you send it on your day of goy, it's not considered that you sent it. The goy's nesina is not your nesina. Oh, but the shlichus sending it through him, that's already something that's going to be okay. This is reminiscent of Rav Baruch Ber's Lech Lecha, Litein Tzcharo Kol Psiyu Psiyu, right? The halicha is the ikra mitzvah. The mitzvah over here is the shiluach. It's the etzim sending it. That's the mitzvah. And because that's the mitzvah, this is what he said. But I'll kapana. We digress. So you see in this medrash that a guy, a ben noyach, that does seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach, al yedei shliach. So the halacha is that he is going to be chayim. And you see two chedushim. Number one, you see shlichus by a ben noyach, which is a pella, b'chura, maybe a raya to the masas b'nyamin. Additionally, you see that yesh lichat v'aravera. Okay, so you'll tell me, yesh lichat v'aravera. Oh, but fake the Mishloach Manas. How can you tell me yesh lichat v'aravera? L'chura, ain't lichat v'aravera is predicated on the fact of divrei rav, divrei tam, divrei mishonim. And you see clearly you had that even for the nachash hakadmoni. So if the nachash hakadmoni can have that taino, why should the benoich not be able to have this taino? So l'chura, it's a kushya gedolah. Says the Mishloach Manas that l'chura, I think, you have to say, v'sobra yisi loimah, that maybe this idea that you find yesh lichat v'aravera by benoyach, it's dafka when it comes to shvichas damim. Shoyfech dam ha'odam ba'odam dami yishofech. It could be shvichas damim is more chomer, and over there it's going to be different. And because shvichas damim is more chomer, so maybe there the halacha is going to be different. But enachinami, as it relates to the other seven mitzvahs benoyach, maybe they're not. And he says, smach ledavar is the Gemara in Masechtas Kedushin, where Shammai Azokin said that if somebody tells a shliach to go kill somebody, so the halacha is, right, we learn from Cherub Ne'amoin, we learn it from the parish of David HaMelech, who killed Uriah Hachiti al Yedei Shliach, that there's an inyan of Yesh Shliach Edvar Aveiro. So you see already from that Gemara, that could be Shvichas Domim is different, and the bottom line is, maybe by Shvichas Domim, dear, the halacha is going to be different. Just one sushtel to the teretz of the Sabra Yisi Loimer of the Mishloach Manas, and that is last night we spoke out, raid, we spoke at the Shach's Gerus Akasha, that Tosfos in the beginning of Perek HaKoneh says, Asoicher Eidei Sheker Potem B'dinei Yod V'Chaim B'dinei Shemayim. Why? Because he's a Grom Ben Azalkin, and Grom Ben Azalkin is Potem B'dinei Yod V'Chaim B'dinei Shemayim. And the Gemara asked the Akasha that why do you need Soicher Eidei Sheker as just another example of Grom Ben Azalkin? Everybody knows Grom Ben Azalkin. Says the Gemara, because Mal Tema, I would have thought that a Soicher Eidei Sheker should even be Potem B'dinei Shemayim, because Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishayim, Kamash Malon, that he's Chaim B'dinei Shemayim. Tosa speaks out, Bava Kamen with Bava Ben Aleph, that that's only true if you're Soicher Eidei Sheker. But if someone would tell people to go say Eidei Sheker, over there, you taka would have the Havamin of the Gemara. The Mal Tema, you'd say, divrei rab, divrei tamad, divrei mishamim, and you'd be potter even medina shemai. And the shachin simulam at base, if cotton gimel's matmiya, he says, what's going on over here? Tosfos holds that when there's a divrei rab, a divrei tamad, divrei mishamim, yinachai medina shemayim, the Gemara says, mefurish in kedushin daf mem gimel amad aleph, that even though ain't shlichet var aveira, a medina rab, a medina zut, you can be chayev medina shemayim. So if you can be chayev medina shemayim, it's going to be a problem. So last time we spoke, at the ktsayis, that this two chayev medina shemayim, chayev mamar medina shemayim, or chayev unshe shemayim. But if you take a look at the Bir Hagra, the Vilna Gaon, and Bir Hagra on that halach in Shulchan Aruch, where the Ramah paskins like Anatosis, and where the Tanach asks his Groisa Kasha, says the Bir Hagra, that the Shach says that you see Mefurish from the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, that if somebody makes someone a shlich to do an Aveiro Yechai Medina Shemayim, but says the Goyin, v'zeh davka b'shvichas domim. That's davka by shvichas domim. Sha'afilu im yochel lehatziloi chayev. Even if you could be matzal him, you're going to be chayev. V'oivem mishum loy samoy dal dam reyeh. K'moy shemefurish b'simet tov chavot. V'afilu la'agure. Kol shkein sha'im ala'arga. Mashen kin kan, as opposed to by all other halachas. So the Goyin already, he has a knech, why? But the Goyin already said that it could be that this chayiv lotzei sedei shemayim to answer the shach's kasha on Tosfos is true davka by shvichas damim based on Yad Gemara. But the bottom line is, you see already in the Gdolei Achronim that they wanted to say that maybe there's a chiluk between shvichas damim and between all other mitzvahs. As it relates to Yisrael, it's going to play itself out in the chayiv lotzei sedei shemayim of shlichat varaveir, because ain't shlichat varaveir. As it relates to Ben Oyach, it could be it play itself out that maybe you would even say yesh shliach v'dvar aveir. But the bottom line is, this is the Mishnah Melech's kasha, this is the Mishnah Melech's teretz. So just to say one ha'ar, we'll end with this, and that is, so ein shliach v'dvar aveir. Why? Divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishnah. Last night we spoke out Tosfos, the Pnei Yeshua, the Ritva, that the Ktzayis brings in Simen Shem Peches, but the pasha to reason, ein mikra yoytzim v'dei pshuta, is because divrei Rav, v'divrei Talmud, divrei Mishnah. Kiveger, Bav Mitzia Daf Yud Amud Beis, this is in Jewish V'Chiddush Rav Kiva Eger, he clears a shayla. What's the svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishnah? Very pasha. He says, my muscle reason was that Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishnah, it just means that I'm telling you to do something for me, and this that I'm telling you to do for me, you're not allowed to do. It's an isser. And there's no shlichas on an isser. Meaning, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishnah, it's just like a fancy, roundabout way of saying that you weren't really supposed to listen to me, because what I'm telling you to do is aser. That's the pashtus, says Reb Kiva Eger, of the svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishnah. But Reb Kiva Eger says that I found in the Sma, in Siman Kuf Pei Beis, he says not that way. The Sma says, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishnah. What's the svara? The Yochel HaMishaleach Loim. The Mishaleach has a koich hatayne, he could say, Sovarti Shalo Yishma Lila Soisai. That to me, this was a joke. I didn't think he was really going to listen to me. I never had a mind to make him into a shliach. Why would he listen to me? The Eibusha said, don't do it. Whatever. It was a chuk of a tlula. Savarti shalo yishma li lasoysay. And being that savarti shalo yishma lasoysay, that's the svar of divrei rab, divrei tamad, divrei mishan. Meaning, Kiveger says, I always thought it was like pasha. It's an isser. There's no shlichas by an isser. But you see that the sma is like really, really going into the literal definition of the words. And the niggin of the sma is almost divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishnah. Like the mashaleach is talking. I didn't think you were going to listen to me. Memela, I never really had a mind to make kushas. Zokrub kivega. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina would be if somebody makes a yisrael mummer, a shliach, to do a dvar avera. If the reason ain't shliach dvar avera is divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishnah, it's an iser. So yisrael mummer, afal pishachati yisraelu. He's still a yid. Is what it is. You can run, but you can't hide. You're still a yid. And if you're still a yid, at the end of the day, avada, you're going to have that loch of ain't shliach dvar avera. If, however, it's based on the idea of savarti shelo yishmali lasoisai, this person is already becheskas. This guy's not negeya. And as a result, it's posh. You're not going to have the svaru of divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishnah. So Reb Kivega, that would be the nafkamina. Reb Kivega fears us with a blitz. He says, I have a kasha. You want to hear a kasha? I Reb Kivega's kasha. We learned the Gemara together on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that even if you're going to tell me I'm like be a mitzia lechaveri lekana chaveroi, but if a person picks up a mitzia to be kind of for himself and to be kind of for chaveroi, then you say migu dezochi lenafshe zochi nami lechaveri. And the Gemara said teida. I'll prove it to you. You know what the raya is? The raya is from a ganav. If somebody would make a ganav to go steal for him, What's the halacha? The halacha is ein shlichus d'aravera. Avada, the mishalech, is not going to be considered a ganav. Oh, but shutvin shegodvu, if two ganavim steal, then the halachas are going to be chai. And we spoke out when we learned tafches am an alf, so machlekes Rashi and Tosfos what shutvin shegodvu means. Rashi says one shutif used his power of attorney to be a ganav on behalf of the entire partnership. Tosfos says it can't be that based on a gemara and perek meruba. Tais has a great sakasha. So Tais says, what did happen in that Gemara? What does the Gemara mean when it says shutfin shaganvu? It means two ganavim went together, bevasachas, and they stole. And what the Gemara means to say is like this, that if one person would steal on behalf of somebody else, you wouldn't say, right? But if two people would go together, being that each person right now is being a ganav farzich, so the problem is you're also being a ganif. So you have the svar of the Gemara, right? We're not going back into that Gemara too much. Migud de zochi lenafshe, zochi nami lechavri. Freitab kiveger. I don't know what you see in this Gemara, the way Tosfos learned the Gemara. Migud de zochi lenafshe, zochi nami lechavri. Loilam, I'll tell you, there's no such migu in the whole world. And if somebody finds a mitzia and he picks it up for himself and he has a mind that's chaver, it's not going to work. You want to know why shutfin shagunvu and Tosfos is understanding of shutfin shagunvu? The loch is, they're both ganovim. It works within shlichos. It works within shlichos. Hamagbir mitzil chaver kana chaver. It works within shlichos. I ain't shlich dvar avera. Oh, but the sma said, why ain't shlich dvar avera? Sava shalai yishmaloi. Oh, but he's stealing. See, he has no problem stealing. So I'll tell you, there's no chilik and lumdis between if I do it just for you or if I do it together with you. That's not what's going on over there. What's going on over there is, in that case, he's poshut being a shlich for him. It's working with the parish of shlichos. Ah, you're telling me ain't shlich dvar avera must be migud zachar and avshin? No, it's your good old fashioned shlich. I ain't shlichus varavera, it's sovash lo yishmoy. But then the guy's stealing. So if he's stealing, obviously there's no problem with something. This Reb Kiveger's great sakash. He says, sarachin. This kash should bother Reb Kiveger. He said, sarachin on the smart. But the bottom line is, there's two drachim, there's two eifanim, how to understand. Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishayimim. Is Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Mishayimim. It's a din that if it's a dvar avera, there's no parish of shlichus. Or is Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishayimim, like the smart adds a knech, it's a svara, sovash lo yishmoy. Say, lachura. Yesh loymar that it chab another nafkemino, and that is if a benoyach tells a benoyach, go do an avera for me. Would the benoyach, the mishalech, have the taina of divrei rab, divrei talmud, divrei mishaimim, or would he not have the taina of divrei rab, divrei talmud, divrei mishaimim? That's based on the fact that we know from learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah that the bnei noyach were chashud on seven mitzvahs bnei noyach. Befrat shvichas damim, there's halachas in Shulchan Aruch, right? You can't go to a benoyach barber because he's chashud on shvichas damim. We know that a benoyach is chashud on shvichas damim. Befrat, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, daf beis amid beis. Tani Rav Yosef, Omad vayimoided eretz rov yater goyim. Ma ra zayim mitzvah shekiblu aleim bnei noyach v'loy kaimum. He saw that the bnei noyach weren't mekaim the seven mitzvahs bnei noyach, and when he saw that they weren't mekaim the bnei mitzvah bnei noyach, said Eibishter said that even if you're going to do it, you're going to get schalak and ainu mitzvah v'oisim. But let's be honest, you're not keeping these mitzvahs anyways. So yesh loymar, maybe there's mokim to say that a ben noyach, Klapia ben Noyach, is always going to be considered like a Yisrael Mummer. And just like a Yisrael Mummer, Reb Kiveger said that if the Yisoid of Ein Shlich Hadar Aver is based on the fact of Sava Shalai Yishmaloi, so what's going to come out the Nafkemino that if someone sends a Yisrael Mummer, you're not going to have the time of Ein Shlich Hadar Aver? That would be a dogma of Yesh Shlich Hadar Aver. Could be a Ben Noyach. The Ben Noyach is going to be mamish the same thing. But Al-Koponim, maybe this Medrash would be a little bit of a smuchin, a little bit of a makar to the Chiddush of the Smad. The Smad that Reb Kiveger thought was a very big Chiddush. I think most people learn Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishayim like the Smad. Probably because at some point in life we heard this sma. But Reb Kiveger named on that the sma was a very, very big chiddush. But it could be this medrash is ashtikal makar. This medrash where it's mavur that yesh shlich dvar avera when it comes to a benayach, fake the prashas drachim. Why yesh shlich dvar avera? Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishayim. You see, even the Nachash HaKadmoni had it. Yeah, the Nachash HaKadmoni had Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishayim. Because who was he talking to? He was talking to Adam Arishan and Chava Kaidam Achet. Avada, there was, even if they had a bit of a benayach, by the way. But still, Avada is talking to Adam Arishan. So that is a svar of Sava Shalai Yishmali. So that would have been a fire taina. Oh, but Benoyach, the Benoyach, these choshen on Shvichas Domim. And being that he's choshen on the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noyach, could be over there, it's going to be different. Either way, Basi, Rakla, Oira, a little bit of Chumash Taira. We'll stop here.